What about the zeros and the ones?
Jeff, you're such a party pooper.
Well, we could talk about our day.
No, I just
I'm just busting your chops. we were street sweeping in Bob Cajun, and the guy at the dentist on Main Street called the Ministry of Labor because we don't even know for sure why, but they showed up and gave us shit for too much dust and turning the truck around in the guy's driveway.
Welcome to Bob Cajun.
Yeah.
What can I say?
Where you saw the constellations and left by 9 a.m. Yes, tragically hip fans, it really is a town, and we live about 30 minutes away from it, and my folks actually live in Bob Cajun. Never saw any tragically hip members walk by, you know? Now, that'd be kind of funny. Imagine, like, they're just walking down the streets first thing in the morning in Cajun, and you just see, you know, lead singer Tragically Hip just kind of leave 9 a.m., just kind of like, yeah, no one saw me here, right? That kind of thing. You just walk up and say, hey, nice night, eh? Did you see the constellations? No. Hello everyone, welcome to another exciting episode of We Shot First, the Star Wars Saga Edition Dawn of Defiance campaign, where we're so bored we're just spamming our chat with links because obviously I'm not entertaining enough. Well, we'll have to ramp that up. I guess there hasn't been enough gunfire. Well, even though the party is split up and spread all around, fate, destiny points, and a little responsibility on behalf of the GM to make things move along and possibly push in a certain direction. Remember my little vignette picture? All those little points on the maps, people slowly coming together? Well, let's talk about Merrick, who has his papers, and now is part of the Royal Casino Security Force. Okay? They talk about what you are and are not allowed to carry, but we'll get to that. They give you your official badge, you know, that type of thing, and a bit of a change of clothes. Now, you have power armor?
No.
No? You're not wearing your power
armor? I have heavy armor. I talked to Leth about heavy, making this armor powerful.
Heavy. All right. Yeah. Sorry. You have heavy battle armor. Yeah. That. I don't see why they'd strip you and just put you in like some kind of monkey suit. That definitely gives a message that, you know, they could be serious as long as you don't take up too much space. I mean, maybe someone will come up and pull your arm and expect money to come out like you're some kind of slot machine because you're all bulked up and greetings, welcome to the Royal Casino. You know, something like that.
But they can pull my arm, but they will get something.
Pull your finger and like just it. Like, you can make gas bombs. So with you plan in hand, heading back to our room on foot, right?
Ship and foot, yes.
Okay. Rahul, we're going to, I'm going to skip over, because I think this would be more relevant kind of doing a cutscene back a little bit later, your conversation with Moro, when we're getting more into the card game.
Sure.
So, Rahul is already on his way back. And, you know, it went as well as it could be expected, I suppose, Rahul, but we'll get back into that. Coming up from not I would say the lower levels like bowels, like industry, but some of the, you know, the darker streets on the turbo lift and heading to the main hub. A lot of you guys are heading to this main hub in Bespin, back and forth and this type of thing, but all heading to the ship, all heading to your room on that side of the city, because you guys took rooms near, you know, the landing pad kind of thing. You guys had your reservation set up, and there's just, even in the short time you've been here, there's just looking at maps, there's an easy way to go A, B, you know, for a platitude, a multitude of streets or whatever. There's just certain routes that make sense. So I would like everyone to roll percentage dice, sir. You got twice on here. I got 62 and 85.
Oh, interesting.
This is a double down. I'll take your first one, 62 for Rahul.
Do I need percentage dice, Jeff?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what's the easy way to do that?
There should be an actual dice rolling symbol on roll 20 on the left. And if you look near the bottom, it says D100.
D100, look at that. There you go. Oh, that's not very good. 52?
Okay.
98.
Nice!
Okay, Merrick? Hang on, Joe, we'll get to you. 11. Okay, with Vabish being where shit's going to go down, the closer your score is within 10, the closer of rounds, you will get to join him in his fun. Joe, what did you get as Vavish?
Four.
Four.
Rockin'.
All right. So, when something goes, so we're all role-playing here. It's all open sandbox. If something happens to go wrong on round one, that's 0 to 10. That's Vabesh on his own. Round two, 11 to 20. That's Merrick on his own. Round three, the two of you. Round four, the two of you. Round five, Ramagilligar enters the scene. Round six, Rahal. Round seven, round eight. And if we happen to make it to round nine, here comes our force using backup. Okay? Now, even this method from a combat party standpoint sucks. But from a logical standpoint, you have someone entering 6 seconds and you have someone entering like 28 seconds later. Like, that is really tight and generous on my point, saying, well, you just shouldn't even be there or couldn't be there. So let's start with Vabesh giving us the old stealth. Or deception. You can try to hide from view, or you could deceive them into like, yeah, they see you, but you're a tourist. You're a whatever. You're a, you know, you just go up and take his hand like a lost bug child. Or, you know, like, you know, you could be seen, but they're not going to clue in that you're following. You're just part of the scenery. So your choice, deception, stealth.
I will try stealth.
Okay.
Hey, 14.
Okay.
That's actually not bad.
Heading along. Okay. I'm going to give the old perception. Okay. One is our guy, one is our party, and for every round that Vabesh can, you know, stay unnoticed, we'll count the clock up. I will bring you guys closer together. So, round one. Nope. There's a bug over there. Huh. So anyway, you're following along, you know, doing your job, you're following along, this type of thing. And then there's just one of those points where they go from a main artery to a lesser. There's fewer people on the street. Still lots of people, but less and less. Your size, your stature, your race, you know, guy, kid, nobody in a space helmet that covers all features, just a space traveler. You know, less and less of those types and more of your, you know, just your tourist or your people in clothes, your humanoids in clothes kind of thing. You know, you stand out more and more and more, and then just gets to a point where you come to the end of the street and you're watching and waiting for them to, like, you know, get further down, or there's, you know, there's no exit or whatever. And, you know, there's someone checking their six, and they just kind of look at you, and then they just, you see the hand go up to the comm, you know, the one finger, just like suddenly they're just talking to the others. And the coolest thing about humans is everyone watches their head. A smart human that's being watched, okay, that's trained, doesn't turn their head. They're not like doing this, you know, like that weird Muppet meme where suddenly they realize something's gone shitty sideways. No, it's the shoulders. It's always the shoulders. You watch their shoulders, and if they ready a weapon, or if, you know what I mean, there's just that roll of the shoulders that I'm on alert, and they all freaking do it. As soon as that call goes, you see six pairs of shoulders all kind of like tense. You're like, ah, crap. You may have been made. More stealth to disappear. Where'd he go? You know, like how they get the actor, like, duck behind a bus and just, like, the train goes by and it's gone. Or, you know, deception, like, you know, mom. Or what do you got? What do you got in your bag of Star Wars gaming tricks, Joe? Those are just a couple ideas.
Nothing. Nothing like that.
I love how our chat is filling up with, like, run away. Run, Forrest.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah, my typical saying, yeah.
Run away.
Okay. Well, I'm a soldier, so it's pretty much like tactics.
Find a good.
Hey, this is what we talk about later.
Hey, Merrick gets really upset. Well, at least he'll be there, you know, soonish.
Other than that, yeah.
Okay.
Not much. Yeah, I can try to hide again, but other than that, call for backup.
Okay. Oh yeah, I can do that too. And the hand goes up to your comm.
Help! Help!
Okay. So you you tell everyone on the open comms your position?
Yes.
Okay. Funny enough, everybody hears this. It's like, that's like, to you guys, it's like right around the corner. You're heading, Poser, you're heading east on Bleaker, and, you know, like Cloud 5 Way is right around the corner. It's like right there. Won't take you very, you know, half a minute to get there. That's not very far, but, you know, yeah. One of your party members is suddenly calling for help. Anyway, Blake is kind of like steering the course going straight kind of thing. Would you try to, like, lose him, like, deke out, or, you know? Or just like,
I mean, I won't try and lose him, but I'm just,
forget this, I'm not ready for the stage. Ah, you know, so
no, I'm just
Okay.
I'm going to head towards the fight.
Okay.
Dude needs backup.
Blake gets a +2 perception. Conehead going for the crowd. No reason. to keep falling to see here, right? No reason.
I'm not trying to stealth.
No, no, no reason. Okay. So you're just going to cut and run. No. Merrick.
Duh.
You know that Vibesh was, you know, shadowing a party and all of a sudden he calls for backup. So obviously something's gone down. He's been spotted or they've got him, you know, something.
I will be there shortly.
Okay. Ramagilligar. You did not expect to get a call from these guys today. I mean, you even gave them the beach to protect them. Now the beach, who's supposed to protect them and make their money for the two of you, you know, your finder's fee, instead of charging you his services, is calling them for help. This is odd.
I think we need better hired help.
Hey now,
but you know what? The reality is I know my man can handle it, but if he needs a little help, we better make our way over to where he is and see what we can do.
Okay, okay. And Rahul. We lose Rahul?
Oh, I'm here.
Okay, can't see you, so.
Hello.
There you go. Rahul, you get the call.
Yep. I'll pipe back on comms to everyone. Rendezvous with his coordinates.
All right. Speaking of coordinates, this is the rare opportunity where I get to show off not just another map that my wife dressed up, thanks to Dungeon Painter, with you all. As bland as it looks, as opposed to a stark, boring, black and white map, you know, the shading, the streets, you know, this kind of thing. Now, for the disadvantage of not being a party and handling this alone, I'm going to give you guys the distinct advantage of randomly entering the map, possibly from different avenues. As you can see on this map, there is not a lot of cover. Picture a four-way intersection, but it's not completely open spaced. In the center is a giant statue. The west route comes in, boxed into a larger sort of room that's set up and away from the other way's exits. It's almost like a wall or a barrier comes down the north, so there is no easy left turn heading up. This barrier comes all the way down, leading that street practically right to the statue. Also practically right to the statue, also sort of on an upper north side, is the east vein of the walkway, heading off a little thinner, straight out. South vein acts like the west vein. It comes up, but doesn't really sort of conjoin with any of the other streets. It kind of gets to the space where the statue is, and again has its own little cubby, this time down to the right, south to the east, but not quite as big a space or box that we see northwest of the statue, again with said barrier. Those gray objects are benches. There is a statue in the center, a bit of some sort of a fountain or some sort of obscure, it's shut off at the moment. Light display, smoke display, little fountain thing that's shut down at the moment, but a small barrier round in the center of the larger part. And we have Labouche. I'm never going to get this name. I'm just so sorry.
Okay, say it with me slowly. Va.
Va.
Besh.
Oh, thank you, Hoser. so.
Fair enough.
Taking Mr. Maul onto the board. Why are you coming on the board? Come on, Mr. Maul. There he is.
Why am I so small?
Because if you look at the scale is outside of the square. The panels inside are actual, you know. I'll actually call up a grid, like an actual battle grid, so that you guys can see a little better. Give you guys the yield.
So this map is much larger than it appears.
Okay.
There we go. Yeah.
Holy, so there's very little.
No cover.
Yep. Yeah. So here comes Mull, you know, poking his head around a corner, ready to follow these guys wherever they go. And he gets, you know, gets the feeling that he's been made and these guys are about to do something. They are over in the open space between the fountain and the statue. So giving me a moment to drop some minis. Let's talk to Joe about his... You said something about tactics, too?
I'm sure.
Okay. care to elaborate on ideas or, you know... Now, you get confirmation. They're converging on your position. How long? Who knows, right? But they're coming. The people are coming. But in the meantime, you know... Okay. What's solo fight 101? What's your tactic there?
So the individuals I was following are... I'm guessing...
Yeah, I'm about to drop them. Sorry, I was just looking for the...
Just a quick question. What is this giant statue?
oh, somebody important that, like, this is an actual mining guild that's very prosperous, that this is like the luxury hotel city that was built next to the mining community because they're mining the gas, right? Somebody got so rich, they're like, let's make this a tourist thing. So the mine where they store and cargo and siphon the gas is elsewhere. They use the bowels of the city to refine it, and the city tourist casino, you know, like, let's put a casino in Nevada. That's crazy. No, really, you know, give us 40 years and now it's the middle of, wow, you know, let's put a luxury space city off the grid, away from the core worlds, next to a money-making enterprise, you know, so I'm assuming this is probably one of the founding fathers. Galactic lore?
Hey, that would have been a natural 20.
Oh.
For 23.
Well, that's good, though, right?
I know what the statue is.
Tegan Gellan, one of the city's founders, and, you know, got rich real quick on the back of slave laborers and others, you know, that kind of thing. So remember, these guys are not dressed as stormtroopers, clone troopers that we suspect they are. They are in flight suits, you know, the proverbial, oh, padded studded leather for Star Wars, you know, they're wearing the flight jumpsuit kind of thing. The ladies are, and the guys are in sort of a, you know, oh no, we're total, you know, space guys. Nothing to see here. And then we've got our noble man. Do you know who I am? Nice little contingent. Nice little six-pack. The girls are flanking our important dude. And, but he's dressed in the, you know, the Carillion style, as it were. And then you've got your, you know, sorry, your forming wing. Anyway, so he's striding along, came down this avenue from the north, turned the corner, and is probably going to make his way, either going to stop here to rest, or is heading off to that west vein, and has encountered the fountain. And while he's stopped for a moment to, you know, take in the architecture for a moment, naturally, there's just people checking their six or whatever, and sure enough, you believe that you may have been made by someone. They do the call, you do your call, and we're good to go, and we're going to pull up the initiative track order, because sure enough, there's that tensing of the shoulders, and you just know they're going to fan out or, you know, drop back, or, you know, you got to do something. So even if we're all just, like, nicely not shooting at each other and just kind of repositioning, like running away or deking and hiding or moving to cover or whatever you want to do, I do have to consider this a hostile, you know, now a hostile environment. So we're going to switch up the music and bring out ye Star Wars battle track. And let the good times roll. Now, so maybe I can zoom in a bit here and get a little bit more perspective for our watching, twitching audience. A little tighter shot there. What's going on? So.
Only he had some.
Grenades? You never know what I might find in my pocket.
Yeah, he's like a Kender. Right? It's roll percentage. Oh, where did that come from, right? Well, apparently, Merrick, yeah. Go ahead.
I got four arms, you know.
Yeah, you know, Merrick just needs a data pad, man. Don't even check your email. Kaboom! Right? He's, can you imagine a guy flying around his jetpack, pushing buttons, and people's like are exploding everywhere. You know, I rigged everyone in the city while you slept, bro. You know, that's scary. I don't really want to give Ryan ideas. So I'm just going to shut up now. Just keep working on.
Already has all of them.
Hey, no, I just got a new idea.
Super villain Merrick.
Yeah.
Basically, you know, I'm on the side of profit.
Yeah, if his dark side points go over his wisdom, that's exactly. He's going to be in the black power trooper, shock trooper armor, flying around, just laughing maniacally, pushing buttons and shit, blowing up everywhere.
Hey, Palpatine.
I could see him going full on Judge Dredd.
I am the law.
He just loses his. Yeah. That's a scary thought. It really is.
So don't stop paying him, Rahal.
Don't stop.
I pay him pretty well.
I'm happy with the employer.
Round 7. Wow, that was quick.
I'm almost here, guys.
Wait for it. All right.
Sad.
I'll have you all roll for initiative. Tell me what you got, but obviously you don't even enter on that initiative until that round, even if it's the beginning or end.
Oh my god. 10.14.
That's better than last time.
26.12.
And? Rawl?
You're muted.
4.1.
Oh, nice.
Woo!
Eric?
19.17.
Oh, that's better than last combat. And Ramagiligar?
Rama Gilligar, what should we be doing here? We need to be rolling.
Top right of your page.
Rolling. What?
Where did my sheet disappear? That's a good question.
Where's your sheet, man?
I lost it. It disappeared, man.
Get your sheet together, man.
You want initiative, right?
Yep.
All right. Look, I found the button all by myself. I got 11, sir.
Okay. Adding your bonus over in the chat there, if you pull that up, there's a 3-bar tab on the top right of your map that will pull out a window.
Yep. I see that.
And then if you hit the little double chat windows, you'll see all our dice rolls, including your own. And it'll give you the total. So you actually ended up at 20.15.
Oh, look at that. 20.15.
There we go.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Yeah. And then, of course, we have, you know, the baddies, which I will just collectively...
Suck. Come on.
No,
give me a force.
Better.
Suck.
Again,
that sounds
just
wrong.
Yeah, just like with the flyby, like Merrick's like...
No, we want the bad guys to suck. Suck so hard.
I actually want them to go before me.
Hope so.
Oh. Okay.
This is Maverick requesting flyby.
Blow.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to hold it together, but...
What's the matter, Jeff? You can't keep up with us tonight?
No, it's fine.
I have duct tape. Let me send it over.
No, I got. So with my modifier, actually, he gets like plus 9. It's like 22.
Well, it's
what do you mean 22? I think it should be 11.
Okay, so here we are, round one. Now, obviously, we got to go off those percentages. Do you guys remember what rounds you enter on?
That's what I rolled.
No, I mean, like, you are round zero, Joe. You're here. Right? So one round later, we have Merrick.
Yep.
When he comes to initiative. Then we have, like, a round nine, we have Poser. Was
what
it
round... What are you talking about?
It's round nine. Four. I was thinking it was around 2.5.
Yeah. Jeff, it's round four.
It's round four. And Brahal was round five. And wait a minute. What? So anyway, round one. Skipping Poser. And this guy's been alerted. And there's the Baron. Dun, dun, dun. And I'm going to do something cool. Inspire confidence.
Mob mentality.
Yeah, yeah. So going to our trusty SRD, right? The good old Saga SRD. Get them! Or you're not getting paid! Farm up! We can do this. We'll not let these, you know. I'll not be assassinated on a cloud. No! Hiding behind the ground. Very inspiring words coming from, you know. No, you don't think that's... I think that's pretty inspiring. I mean, the guy's just telling it like it is. Yeah. So, invoking my power.
Power? You have power?
I do. These guys leap into action. These guys head forward, going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... squares, and they pair up, sort of clearing a path for him. This way, sir. The girls immediately fall onto him, at least one, though. Ooh. Carrying blades and pistols and rifle, they seem to be itching for the blade. There's that, you know, uncoupling of the buckle kind of thing over the blade. These two form up on the target and use the aid another to do a volley, doing the spray, the auto fire. Very interesting tactic. So we have these supposed undercover clone troopers using, an auto fire, and one does the aid another to shoot Vabish. So, Mr. Besh, already giving you cover because you were using stealth, peeking around a corner. You're stacked up on said corner. Okay. These guys don't aim. They just auto fire, right? So the plus 5 to your reflex, what are we looking to hit?
Plus 5 to my reflex would be 26.
Okay. Now, I'm assuming the 8 another in this, like for a volley of shots, is the same thing as one guy hits a DC of 10, giving the other guy a plus 2. So that brings this guy up to plus 7.
Over there!
Yeah, exactly. My wildfire will be tracer fire for your wildfire. Like, okay. If you think that's what we want to do, yes, that's totally what we want to do. All right, let me just get this... out of the way. There we go. Let me see what's going on over here. All right. Rolling a d20. Plus our clone trooper. Plus our... Oh, right. Sorry. First guy has to hit a DC of 10. Yes. Giving the other guy a plus 2. 16. So they just start spreading out the auto fire, right? It misses. So on auto fire, it's like a reflex save. You take damage, but it's only half damage instead of full damage because they're doing the spray. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Ryan Messina is the actual authority on auto fire.
Yeah, when you go auto fire, you also take a minus -5 to your attack.
Oh, really?
Did he brace?
No.
Okay, then he takes a minus -5 to hit as well.
Okay, so that's 11. So a miss is still half damage, though, yeah?
Correct. If he rolls over, though.
Yeah. That's probably why I got the other guy, you know, doing the thing. It's just we're going to start chipping away. So you start, most of it's lighting up the corner as you lean back. And, of course, it's the damage that's so much fun at this point because...
Actually, there is an errata. It doesn't affect at this point, but it says when you make an area attack, you make a single attack roll. If your modified attack roll is equal to 10 or higher, compare the result to the reflex defensive of every target in the area. I feel like the way that that's worded means that if you roll lower than a modified 10, you don't do damage.
That would make sense. Anyway, I did manage to get 11 even with my mod, but that sounds good. I wouldn't mind that, because otherwise you just hose and you'd never, like, oh, I'll just chip them away with my E-Clip, you know what I mean? You'd never miss, right? Yeah. That sounds pretty good. Now, Inspire Confidence. You know, I'm so used to the old term, like, oh, plus one. It's like, no, that might actually be a higher plus. So I'm going to get, Rob ran off. I brought Rob into the call to help me double check some of the bad guy's abilities, and of course he's run off. So,
as a standard action, you can inspire confidence in all allies in your line of sight, granting them a +1 morale bonus on attack rolls and on skill checks for the rest of the encounter or until you're unconscious or dead. Once inspired, your allies don't need to remain within light. You can't inspire confidence in yourself.
Okay.
I'm just used to you.
Which is
to be
so
quiet,
depressing.
Oh, I didn't see in your chair, dude. So anyway, a couple in there for you, Rob, and Poser as well, since he's got to wait 9 rounds.
Okay.
How are you guys getting in there? What else have I got? So, lighting you up, and then we do the damage at half. So just double checking that these guys don't have extra bonuses on top of their straight 3d8, which it does not look like they do, so there's some good news. So a 3d8 hit Mr. Mole, 11 points and a half, rounding down is 5. You take 5 points of damage, sir.
All right. Okay. I'll take it.
All right. The rest are all, you know, making perception checks, seeing if this is there's like more to an ambush. Is this a straight up assassin? Is this a straight, or, you know, or it's like, oh, the, you know, it's some street thief. Who knows, you know, type of thing. So it's one of those, you know, stand back. We can see, you know, they just kind of like, you know, kind of light the thing up and see what you do. Right. Immediately, Bespin citizens start yelling and screaming and running all around. You know, everything, the entire walkway full of people just like goes cold. You know, there is people around. I would like to pack them in enough that they're there if you want to do something with them, but I don't think there's enough of them like for shield bonuses or, you know what I mean? Like
they cover.
See, yeah, they see, well, you could say, I take a hostage. Fine. There's your cover. There's one right there, but they will react to the surroundings. So they are fading away from the combat at the moment. You know, that kind of, you know what I mean? So they're part of the scene, but they're ebb and flow. You know, they'll get out of your way. They'll hit the ground, you know, that kind of thing. So there's people if you want, but I'm just saying it's kind of pointless for me to put a whole bunch of mooks all over this map going, and then move them consistently. You know, we'd be here all night as I slightly edge everyone away from the loudest bang, right? So that's why we're not going to see that. But I think we're happy with this for the moment. So going through our round, now we're at round 2. Still no Poser yet. Oh, sorry. Getting to the bottom. Sorry, getting to the bottom of the round, you, sir. Did I not put you in here?
No.
I'll just double check. Oh, yep, there you are. Sorry, I accidentally skipped you. Yes, sir.
I will like to.
Okay.
Closer.
Okay. Yep, step out. Move right up 4 or 5 squares on the suspected. Can't confirm.
Yeah.
Twin number.
I can't highlight him, so I have no idea.
Actually, if you hold your cursor, you can ping a guy. Like so. There you go. Yeah.
I can do that, but I'm so used to the other ones.
Yeah, we're used to the other system.
All right. I will. Punchy, punchy.
Okay. So since we got action going here, I'm just going to zoom in on the action. See if I can't keep that a tight shot.
For a 26 to hit.
Oh, so close, but yeah.
14 damage.
Oh, damn.
Punchy, punchy.
Okay. So So you come up and just there's that slow, remember how Matt likes a slow motion? He does that slow Matrix moment where he does the chest push. Poof, this clone just goes and just ripples. He doesn't go off his feet, but you see him go back and the other guy steadies him and they're just like, oh, you know, just rips right through the armor. Oh, spits out blood. That big blood pack of one spray. Anything else, sir?
That was it. A move attack.
Okay. Everyone sees
Help.
That. Yeah. Yeah. Police, they're shooting me.
Reaction.
Yeah. Help. Oh my god, they're gonna try to kill me. Alright. Now we have rifles, and if we shoot you in the face, I believe that provokes.
I hope so.
But we are we did not get survive a clone war just to have some crazy ninja dude just beat us up, so they fade back. Because we know something you don't know. So, you know, these guys are, it's not a formation, maybe it's a code name. They're just like, Zandella, you know, that type of thing. Everyone sees this go down. So these guys withdraw. 1, 2. And these guys, 1, 2. This kind of thing. I see what you do. You come up and just decimate a guy. Right? Ooh, I'd like to inspire Fever. And I think this is a single target. Correct me if I'm wrong, guys. Anyone got to that part?
Yes, he gets rabies.
would those dudes pulling out of the square right in front of him not provoke?
Not with a withdraw.
Withdraw action is a move action, similar to Pathfinder.
Yep.
The biggest thing is you only get half your movement speed.
Yeah, but the thing is, I can't attack and then withdraw, or I can't withdraw and then attack. It's not like a 5-foot step. As long as I fend everything off and just concentrate on not provoking and pull out, I withdraw, you know, like a guarded retreat.
You actually can in this system.
Can what? Shoot him?
Yep. Withdraw is a move action, not a full round.
Yeah, but I thought withdraw, like I said, just like in Pathfinder, was a stipulation of as long as you don't, you know, attack or take a standard. Because otherwise,
you can withdraw from combat as a move action. To withdraw, the first one square of your movement must take you out of your opponent's threatened area by the shortest possible route.
Mm-hmm.
If you must move more than one square to escape the threatened area, you can't withdraw.
Yeah.
That's it.
And everybody would just keep backing up shooting. I thought there was some kind of penalty to get out of the safe zone.
Nope.
Okay.
The penalty is half movement, so you can only move 15 feet.
Yeah, he's only moved like a couple. They've only moved like two squares away. They're just kind of like, whoop.
Yeah, if they wear heavy armor, they can only move two.
Sorry? No, they're not.
No,
like we're like wearing clothes. Like I said, we're in like suits. We're in like clothes, like uniforms, but like our reflex is like 11. Like we're just wearing clothes, you know.
Yeah.
A little pill.
The other caveat is you have to at least move two squares.
They did.
So, yeah.
I'm still thinking that you can't withdraw and shoot, but... Mm. All right.
It says it's a move action. I mean, we can roll it as...
No. Usually there's some kind of caveat to the type of thing. Anyway, I'm just going to shoot his ass. Same thing.
Bring it on.
So, yeah. Again, with the, you know, the 8 another... We fall back and volley. Oh, 9. He's not able to, you know, do this. I'll take a -5, but there's no cover this time. So you're a regular reflex, sir.
20 something.
Hold okay.
21.
Okay. 11. And again with the prey and spray.
Wait, is that with the -5?
No. 11. Again with the prey and spray. Taking a -5 would drop him to 6. So they just shoot wildly. But you guys, if we make this a precedent, this is going to affect Merrick as well. If he rolls under 10, it's going to be like, nope. So
I'll have to check the errata. See
if it's an errata, then I think it's a conscious effort to try and fix something that's broken. So I think we should roll with it. So anyway, he shoots wildly and, you know, our bug boy has a horseshoe stuck way up some kind of part of his carapace. And they fall back shooting wildly and he just stands there, you know, dodging like Neo. That's impressive. Anyway, also on their turn, okay, one female bodyguard. All right. Ra's blade. Seeing that this guy's all martial arts and stays with her mark. The other one moves up to engage. 1, 2, and attacks you with her vibroblade. The Thaline. It's a race. They're pink people with pretty blue spots. They look like Jadzia Dax with wild hair. You've seen them, one of the three band backup singers in Hutt Palace. You've seen them around. They're just they're a near, what they call a near human. They look very like people, but their skin tones are crazy neon colors. So it draws a lot of attention. Two of them look rather similar. Both ladies in their late 20s. No later than 29. You know what I'm saying? Moves up, pulls blade, and attempts to trip you with my trip feet. You're going down, big guy. Now I have a GRP, a plus 8. Is that strictly for grapple, or can I trip with that too? I wonder. Or do I just use my base attack on my viral blade? I think I'm just using my viral blade with a plus 5 to trip you. I have the trip feet, which means I believe I can just do it. No penalty, no negative 5, no take of opportunity.
The trip feet.
Yeah, you have to successfully grapple.
Oh, I do. I get to use my grapple modifier.
Yeah.
Sweet. That's much better than my vibro blade. So she has the blade out, but she does a trip maneuver to knock you on your buttski. A plus 8, sir. And with a 15, attempts some, you know, sweeping the leg moves, but martial art master Mole. Master Mole is ready for it. And we start, you know, so now he's fighting with his bare carapace hands. He starts fighting a chick with a blade. And it's like, oh, people are like, oh, it's a show. Check out our show. Because look, they shot at him, but they didn't hit him. It's to get our attention. Some kind of street show going on. Now this awesome martial arts display just starts up, right? She gets in right away. This chick knows how to fight. Mole, you get this.
Yep.
Her stance, the way she approaches cautiously, dekes you out, tries a sweep move to put you down quickly. And with a vibro blade, it's like, ooh, that's not good. Because if you're laying on the ground prone,
my question is, with a failed trip, what happens?
Failed grapple attempt? Trip attempt?
She failed. Because in other systems, if you try to trip and you fail, you either have to drop the item that you're trying to trip with, or there's a repercussion.
It's possibly that might be true in the system, but I think the feet is what covers your butt on that. That's why tripping without the feet is so brutal. You take an 8 of 5, and if you screw it up, you could provoke, and yada, yada, yada. I'm not saying you're wrong. Go ahead.
The feet doesn't specify anything about if the person that is making the grapple check fails. I'm checking the rules right now.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't. The grapple attack hits. You and your target immediately make opposed grapple checks. If your result equals or exceeds the target's check result, the target is grappled.
Okay.
Effects of a grapple depend on the specific feature.
But I'm not grappling. I'm trying to trip him. Does that mean I was supposed to hit his reflex?
You have to make a grapple check first. So it's like you grab him by the shirt and then sweep the leg.
Okay, so you actually have to make a posed check. So I grab you with a 15, try and sweep the leg. You need to grapple back at me. Because according to that, I'm not hitting your reflex. I'm, you're opposing the grapple.
Posed grapple check.
Yep, okay. So what do you got for me?
So I just do the check.
Yep.
Correct.
Your GRP. 23. Yep, she's like, why don't you just, the wings are covering, it just lifts off the branch, he does the perfect bug sweep where like one leg and the other one leg goes up, it just holds on to her and just the feet move. And I can do this all day. Crazy insectoid reflexes. Okay, so moving on down the line.
That means that she's grappled, so, by him. And I don't know if that means he can automatically trip her, because I know you have trip.
Yes, I do.
If you succeed on a grappling attack,
he doesn't get a free grapple out of this. I tried to grab him, and he, got out of it. Like, made himself untrippable if he wishes to grab me. Yeah.
Well, no, like, she is considered grappled because so they make the grapple attack, and then opposing grapple checks are made.
Mm-hmm. But if he fended me off, doesn't he have to like retry on his own?
Which I
doesn't. It doesn't actually say about anything about failing. It's actually really annoying. So.
Yeah. No, I think
maybe you're right.
I think he's open. I mean, there can't be such a, because you can just stand there and go, come at me. Ah, free grapple. Free the, I was like, no. He's got to make his own decision on his own round. So anyway, heading down the round, the guy is going to move. Where is he? Head with his troopers away from the combat. And his boys are going to, look to clear the line, as it were. I just need to grab some dudes here. Come this way, sir. Hup, 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 hup. That kind of thing. And he's moving away from the battle. She's guarding a 6, and these guys have faded back. And that's the rest of those on the bad guy turn. Gilligar doesn't show up to round 5. Rahal is on 6. But when we get down here on the first round to Merrick. Merrick, roll a d4 for me, please.
Gladly.
Okay. Starting on the left, being a 1. 2, 3, 4. Putting you at the bottom of the south as you're heading along. I got a job. Didn't sound like Al Pacino at all, but I got a job. There you go, Merrick. Doop-a-doop-a-doop. There you are.
guess what? I'm working for Rodney Dangerfield.
Yep. And dead ahead of you, perception check for free. It like literally is dead ahead of you.
A quick question, yeah. Jeff, I need to know, which weapon am I holding? Am I coming back from our ship, or am I coming back from I Got a Job?
You come back from I Got a Job.
I have a pistol, okay.
You get your hold-it blaster that you smuggled, right? Didn't they give you a baton?
The heavy blaster pistol that we took off the Piggly Peoples.
There you go. Okay. So, you're coming along, you're looking at your form and your pin, and you see... Perception? 4? Okay. The disturbance is obvious. People are acting like a nervous crowd spreading around, but you can't see... Like, you can tell where it's coming from, dead center of the map, but you can't see that it is Vabish. You can't see that it is the clone troopers. You just see people all going, ah! You know, away from, oh, there's some firefight, you know, I'll give you that. Shots,
perception check?
Shots fired.
That was my D4 roll. This is my perception check, 8.
Again. Oh. There is a fight out in the open. You have no idea who it involves. You just hear and see blaster fire, and you see crowd, you know, evaporating away. What do you do?
I will charge into it. This is the coordinates in which I heard that I had an ally.
That is true, yeah.
And I can take 2 move actions.
And, certainly, right? And your base attack is over +1, so as you take your first move, you can draw out said pistol if you wish.
Yeah, I do that.
Okay.
So I get to move 8 squares, now, thanks to my heavy armor.
Did you want to burn your jetpack?
We're going to hold off on that one there.
Okay.
Is there enough of a crowd to warrant using my jetpack?
Well, let's talk about the terrain really quickly, because I think I may not have opened with that, because there's something very cool about this area. Is our map terrain is... wrong one. Not the Taban, I guess. It's this map. The main avenues of Cloud City are usually free of debris, and they prefer an open-air aesthetic to highlighting the beauty of the city in the cloud. As such, there is very little to take cover from behind during this encounter. You might find yourselves a lot more exposed than you're accustomed to, but I don't know if you guys have played the Cloud City map on, like, Battlefield. There is height. There's always sort of that one-story, two-story, one-story, you know what I mean? So I'm going to say, if you're not in a hall, like an avenue, where it just looks like a branch, you come into anything that looks like a room, there is a two-story height, and you can go vertical a little bit if you wish.
All right. In that case, I will do a one-turn burn, and I will land 12 squares away from me.
Okay. Now, in where you are at this avenue, it's a low ceiling.
Okay.
You can fly forward and up, but you're going to hit civilians.
No, that's not. Thank you.
You have to get here until the ceiling opens up, and that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right. So I go back to my original plan, where I will stay on my toesies and I'll move my 8 squares.
Okay.
Straight ahead.
Mm-hmm. I thought you got 12 squares. Oh, because heavy armor.
People do who don't wear heavy armor, but yeah. I wear heavy armor.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Bam! Right there, right where the ping is.
Okay.
And that's my go.
All right, Mr. Mole, a challenger has come forward.
What?
He starts squeaking into his box, and the translator, instead of translates, just puts subtitles up on the screen.
I will to said character. That one is
the Thaline woman, female bodyguard.
Yes,
number two.
I will try to grapple.
Okay.
Who's the grapple check? Of an 18.
All right, and for me. 27. So there's, you ever see those one of the get up and they each try and they're just kicking at the shins and you see that, you know, there's a few seconds of trading of blows with the legs and the you know, I'll trip you. No, you trip me. I'm going to trip you. Well, you trip me. We both trip. Okay, we're not going to trip. We fall back. We, you know, lots of cluster and such. And we get into it type of thing. Anyway, she's got her blade up ready to strike, but still using that as distraction to do some fancy footwork to block you. And you're trying to steal my moves with tripping. How dare you? Anything else, sir? Okay.
That was it. Enjoys of level.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your one action. Enjoy.
Round 3. Bad guys. Normally, a tactical advantage at this point would to scrutinize the rules, go, hey, I could just lay auto fire in a 2-strip and, you know, along this side while you're getting hosed from the front. However, the clones that we suspect that they are, okay, are, you know, letting the woman work. And one watches, and one, you know, they do a kind of, okay, if you need help, call. Otherwise, they go back into a guarding position. They check on their boss. Their boss is heading that way. So we will, you know, when the coast is clear, they'll start a loose fade to the west, but not quite yet. These guys, 1, 2, 3, are just kind of doing a slow hutch. Come on, boss. 1, 2, 3. And she stays with, and they're just, they're going slowly. It's not like, we got to get them out of here. They're kind of, because they don't want to run into a trap. Oh, one guy shows up, does this stuff, and we go run right into a trap. So they're taking half moves, and they're really looking around. And they're looking up, and you know what I mean? I know it's free in this, but, you know, for the feel of it, they're only taking 3 squares. They're hustling them away, but they're, you know, they really don't want to, like, walk into some kind of trap. And I think, oh yeah, did we get to Inspire Fever? Inspire Fever in my friends. Gil. Good old Gil. When did we get to Gil? Let's go back to those rolls. Gil was round 5. We're not there yet. Because we're in like round 3.
Everything you have me look for, Jeff, is in your chat window.
All right.
Spark for such.
Hostages.
You're looking for Ignite.
Oh, here we go.
Where are we?
Okay, so he's got to get into the... Okay, we'll hold off that. Basically, it's... we'll reveal that when it comes up, because if it never comes up in this fight, I'd like to hold it for like the next. No problem. But basically it has to do with our nobleman striking and then having an effect with those around me. Going, yes, see what I'm doing? You can do it too. You know, that kind of thing. So that doesn't quite apply. So, Ram McGill, Merrick.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, I'm just going past you. We're not at 5 yet. We're back to Merrick. And then, Mull, you're on deck. Merrick, what do you want to do?
He's not there.
he's run off. Okay, well, he talked about what he wanted to do was get to a point where he could fly, right? So he'll take his 1, 2, 3, 4 in, right? And then he's going to want height. So as a move action, he, you know, comes into an open area. And as a standard action, ignites the pack and probably goes straight up to see what the hell is going on. So we'll put him, you know, 6 to 12 in the air and 4 forward. Because the jetpack, I believe, has a movement of like 6 to 12. So he's here and he has height. So we will light him up with a happy, I'm flying. You know, we'll give him the little, the angel wings. Where are we here?
There he is.
Okay. Hey, Ryan. 4 in and then straight up. Was that your intent?
Well, on my turn, I went 8 straight in.
2, 3, 4. It's your turn again.
Oh, perfect. I will jet... Oh, wait. Do I have the ceiling overhead, Mike?
No. So, again, figuring your intent, we had you move 4 up as one move, and then ignite your jetpack as a swift or a standard or what?
Let me double check. I have this stuff all copied on my character sheet. Okay. Because handy. Swift action.
Right. So, a move to get clear, and then a swift, and then you want to ignite and up?
Yeah. I'll do a burn.
How
6.
Okay. So...
No. I'll just do a bunny hop.
A bunny hop.
Yeah. So I'll move 6 squares. Okay. I won't change my altitude, in other words.
Well, there's still people in front of you. You need height to get over people. So as soon as you're clear of the ceiling, you need to go straight up something, at least a square or 2. Okay. So if you want to give me like 3 up and 3 over...
Then I will move, if I'm doing that scenario, I will go up 1 and I'll move over 5 towards the statue.
Okay, you're going to hit people's heads.
If I move up 1?
Yeah, because it's like a 2-meter square, so it's not a lot. I need you 2 squares in the air to be all kinds of size.
Okay, so I'll move up 2 and I'll move over 4 then.
Sure. So just slide yourself 4, and we say you're 2 in the air.
4.
Okay.
Whoa. Diagonals always count for 2.
Right. Do they? Oh, okay.
I thought so.
Yeah, I don't think...
There are no
diagonals. Cardinal okay. directions only.
Yeah, okay.
3, 4. All right, so then I'm where I am right now.
Okay, but you're 2 in the air, so we'll take note of that. Yeah. Okay. And give me a perception.
Sweetly. Make sure I'm clicking perception as opposed to persuasion, because it's no difference at all.
You want to convince yourself you're supposed to help? Yeah.
Oh.
4. Your friends, there's street performers down there. You're sure your friends are somewhere, but look at those street performers go.
They look like clone troopers. They are nothing like the real...
Strangers are fighting strangers in the street. What a great seat you have, you know. You just hold the popcorn under the burner, reach around, yeah. And then hold the bag up, it pops under your jetpack, and then...
There's like a little e-brake holder I can pull on my armor, which pops out a chair while I'm hovering in the air.
A little bag of popcorn and soda. Mull, it is your turn, sir.
I would like that to be, but it would be...
Our turn.
They act before me.
Yeah, they have. Oh, did I miss her?
Yep.
I must have missed her, sorry. Yeah, I was doing all the fading and stuff. Oh, that's right. I talked about the stormtroopers waiting, but I didn't actually do her strike. Okay. I'm going to try and trip you. 13. Get down! So I can get a +5 to stab you!
Stabbing.
Come on, come on, come on. 11.
11.
Fail. He goes prone.
I will use a force point.
Okay. Okay. 3.
That would be a 14.
Okay.
Nope.
When you use a force point, you can use it after your roll, but does it have to be on your turn? Can you still use a force point in the same round? I don't think so. It's be on your turn. Okay.
I don't
know. Just contemplating using that patron force point on the bad guy. I was like, oh, here's a good example. This would be exactly when, but I've already finished my turn and called it. So going past Rahul, round 4.
But now I'll act. Yeah. You keep forgetting me there, Jeff.
You used a force point. You were done. No, sorry. I'm thinking your roll is your turn. What do you want to do?
I will just punch you. Punchy, punchy.
Okay.
Because grappling's not working.
Bug slap.
Attack of 27.
Okay. That ought to do something remotely helpful.
For 11 damage.
Bum, 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 bum.
No touchy, touchy.
Don't touch me.
Don't touch me there.
Okay.
Social distancing, bitch. Slap.
6 feet. Don't do it.
Attack of 27 hits, and she was not easy to hit, and does 11 points, and she does the psh, and takes it and slowly turns her head back and does the, you know, the little bit of blood wipe and looks even the more eager, like, ah, finally
the hand?
A worthy
taunt her with the open hand, you know, the whoop,
yeah, whoop, come, whoop. Yeah, come hither,
come get it, bitch.
Let's go. Oh,
don't talk to the hand.
So,
and I am done.
And you are done. Round 4. And we don't get anybody new till round 5. But you know what? Round 4. Oh, look at that. Somebody calls the cops. There's nothing going on. Oh, really? And the best men police will arrive, you know, da da da. But in the meantime, this guy down here, little perception checkioni, because somebody like literally jetpacks out of the crowd, right? Holding a gun. I see you. Hey, buddy, up there. And these two are going to turn and do our nice little shared volley at Eric. Because no one jetpacks to watch street performers anymore. You're going to burn that kind of resources. We think you're not friendly. We're going to shoot at you because you're up in the air. So, again.
Wouldn't a guy like Ram McGilligar maybe have some connections with the local police, maybe?
Yes, back on your planet.
Back on my planet. I'm connected on every planet.
Not at 5th level. That's your level. Yes and no, but unfortunately, at this level, with what we set you up, it's a bit of a stretch.
I tried.
Yep.
Sorry, guys.
Don't worry. You'll be here to save the day.
It's appreciated.
12.
Oh,
I get my +2. So now my +5 becomes +7, and we auto-fire your butt in midair, spraying along there with a 21. Okay, so half damage for you, sir.
Okay.
Please take
the damage.
Please take half of
that's
21. So
no,
10.
No, Jeff.
So 10.
No.
What?
No.
Yes.
Bad.
Yes.
Bad.
Sorry.
Bad DM. Sorry.
Round down. Why want me round up?
No.
That's bad. Okay. 21 much and a half. Round down is 10. Take 10 points of spraying and praying.
You're very good.
Thank you. And again, we're, you know, yelling into our comms, trying to coordinate. And these guys. One, two. One, two, three. All again begin fading across the map. We're out in the open here. So we see you. And I'm not going to move us. We'll say like this sort of, hey, look, we know a new target. I know perception is free, but, you know, it's sort of like we're looking everywhere. Hey, look, guy. What? Okay, there's a move. Let's shoot him. Okay. Yeah, you know, kind of thing. The coordination will burn the other half of our round. So those guys just took their shots at you, or shot at you. Which leaves Miss Thing. Well, this tripping bit isn't working. So here I come full on. Yeah, because you taunted me. Makes her, instead of doing the tactical friendly thing where I call my sister or, you know, keep plowing away till you're down and I can gut you, she. Can I have a intimidate? No?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Which is.
Just kick persuasion. Him in the shins,
persuasion, sorry.
First version.
Kick him in the
Nine. Okay. She doesn't lose her shit and just at you type of thing. She does change weapons and, you know, or sorry, change tactics, and but a very measured strike's coming at you with my vibro blade. 9. Very showy. Very street performer, not very lethal. Merrick, it's a hell of a show going on down there. I believe that's all my guys. And we are in round four, so we're going to go through the crew to Merrick.
Ah, all right. I got shot at, so I defend. I shoot back.
Mm-hmm.
Bow! And then I pull the trigger. What do you... The heavy blaster. Let me find the button.
Hmm?
It's small pew-pew. All right. Bow! The closest guy to me. Attack of 13.
That hits.
10 damage. Okay. Can I roll force points on damage?
No, I don't think so.
Please? How about destiny points?
Is it any roll?
I didn't think so.
I think there's attack rolls, but on a damage roll? Another d6. It could be.
Fair point. I'm stretching, but, you know.
No, that's not, you know, to finish off a, you know. I hit him with my vibral knife, and I use a force point. I twist the knife. D6. Okay.
Sure. Can I twist the bulkhead shot?
Closest thing you can get is automatically.
Yeah. Okay, no.
You want to spend that on it. Right. I'm more than just a clone, you know. I have a name. -24785.
That's not a name.
That's not a name.
All right, and then I will take a move action. 5, 10, 5, 6. And I will hover in this direction.
Okay. Are you any farther up in the air? Or you're just moving forward?
No, I stayed at the same elevation.
You're still at your 2 or 3 or whatever it was?
2.
Okay. Now, if we're looking at ranges, okay, for a pistol, you've got 20 squares with no penalty. And you started shooting 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, like 15 tops. So I don't think there's really going to be, as big as this place is,
we're good.
I don't think anyone's, even with pistols, is really going to be penalized unless you try to shoot like through everyone to the far side for some crazy dynamo destiny point reason.
Yeah, I was definitely in my first range because I knew I had a pistol.
Okay. And that's you, sir?
Yes, man.
Okay. Mull. Any relation to Darth? Your relation to Darth, no? Okay.
I will.
Distance cousin, once, twice removed?
Yeah. The old standard. Punchy.
Okay.
Check the chat, guys.
An 11 to hit. Yes, I hit.
I'm sorry, you distracted me with the chat. It's like it's a picture. I'm downloading a picture. Oh, right. I can't look at that. Sir, what'd you get?
11.
No.
Okay.
You're looking for 20. I am very good at defending myself and what I do in my little jumpsuit. Ha ha ha.
So am I.
It's kind of a bit of a stalemate. Not much going on back and forth here. Kind of got this one guy pinned down, but that's fine. Going through Rahul. Round 5 shall be the appearance of Gilligar. Going through Poser, going through the baddies. Okay, baddies, what do we want to do? Well, working our way around, again, we go... Again, you know, keeping this guy... tight, clearing a path, heading on our way off the board here, and we've got her attacking you with the blade, Mr. Mull. 19-24.
That is a hit.
All right, finally some action. Swish, 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 swish through the blade, right over the back of the slide arm, the back of the blade, and then cutting down and stabbing upwards, trying to get under the bug carapace, and hits a bit of a soft spot. For 2d6 plus... Oh, sorry. I think I did that wrong. Yeah. 2d6 plus 3, not 6. So take 3 off. That's 14 points of damage, sir. Not 17. 14, my bad.
Garbage.
Yep. Vibro blades are fun.
Yeah, it's almost like vibro weapons are useful when they're used by someone, you know, who can use them.
You'll have your day, Poser. You'll have your day. Ramagilligar. Can I have you roll a d4, please? One being the left-west exit route. You know, wouldn't that be fate? I'll tell you what. Oh, 4. Okay, never mind.
Ooh, I got a 4. Look at that. Magical 4.
He'll tell you what.
Yeah. So we're going to put same way Merrick came up the bottom off some other side street. You know, dun, 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 dun. Here comes Gilligar. He is your friend. There he is. He's facing the wrong way. There you go. You're merging on the coordinates, and you, because there's a low roof, and then he's up high within there, you see the bottom half of a statue, and you see gunfire coming out of the crowd, not from whom, but just coming out of the crowd, arcing up, straight up into the air, and crowds are, like, going past you and running and that kind of thing. What do you do?
Well, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to use a quick, what do we call it? We call it a swift move. And I'm going to draw 2 heavy blasters.
Do you have the quick draw feat?
I do so, sir.
Oh, sweet.
I'm 100% sure that I have that.
Okay.
Let me just double check that.
If you don't, you're allowed to move forward while drawing weapons because your base attack is more plus one. So,
I do have a quick draw.
Okay, sweet.
Sweet. So we're going to draw with my two bottom hands.
Okay.
Some heavy blaster pistols.
Awesome. What do you want to do with your top hands?
Scratch my nose. Not seriously.
Get it. Okay. So snap out.
Do I have a clear shot at this first guy right here? Just
no.
A little bit.
Like I said, you see people coming at you. You see gunfire emerging from beyond the crowd, arcing up. You can't see who's shooting up, and you can't see the receiving end yet because of the low roof and the distance is just too many people.
Hmm. Well, this isn't good.
So you want to move in a bit? You get six square moves?
Yes, absolutely. I want to move right in close, and in the process, I want to holler out in a big, loud voice, "Get out of my way!"
Everybody clue. Okay, so if you move six, make an intimidation check on the crowd so that you don't have to constantly weave. Maybe they'll part. At least some of them. Sure.
Some of them. I like that idea.
Yeah.
What do I got for intimidation?
Persuasion. Sorry, it's a persuasion check, but it's considered intimidation.
Persuasion. All right.
Everybody move. He does the Princess Bride, right?
Ooh, 29, sir.
Oh, my God. Nice. It does. Like, he just, big forearm guy, pulls out two heavy blaster pistols and yells at everyone, and people just kind of like, okay, we'll go this way. You know, they just like hug the wall or just, you know, hang a left over to those lovely benches over here, you know. So, yeah, parting right the right, Red Sea. Now, not everyone, just a lot of people within the 30 foot or your 6 square to 12 square sight of, like, you know, we're in your radar.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I have a perception check, please?
A perception check. Okay. Big money. Oh.
Eight. Okay. Eight. Still too much roof for you to get a line of sight on Merrick, but you do see through the crowd on off. There they are, two, right? Two guys formed up, doing a volley, rifles in the air, you know, set in a sort of a squad man, two man position, shooting up. You get a glimpse of them. It's like, there they are. But using standard action to move the crowd, you're out of action, sir, because you even used your swift, so we're going to end you there.
All right, sounds good.
Mr. Merrick, you are up, sir. Mr. Maul, you're on deck. What do you want to do, Merrick?
As my good friend Raul says, a pew-pew.
Sounds good.
I pew-pew. It is not Sasha. Nobody ever tells Sasha of this. All the dice happened. 27 to hit.
Yep, you're on the lead guy.
Yes, the same guy I shot last time.
Yep. And damage?
And nine damage.
You light him up, and he does the type of thing, and he goes down, falling unconscious at the zero mark. Who knows his fate for later, but we'll just X him because, you know, he needs a little time to himself. Oh, wait, I'll immediately take the swift action to rally my threshold of my... Okay. Oh, speaking of threshold... Oh, never mind. He's unconscious, doesn't matter. Anything else, sir? Care to move, fly around?
Yes, I do. I will move to the west of the map.
Okay, now your jetpack has been burning for two. This is about to be three.
You
get 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. This might be a prolonged battle, so we're tracking. Normally, it's like, yep, okay, you're done. No, but no, 10 rounds. Very good. This is round three of the jetpack. Okay. So swooshing, strafing to the left, to the west.
Yep. All good.
Okay. And so you took a shot and did your swoosh to the left of six, and you're good?
Yep.
All right. Mr. Mole. What do you got?
Yes, I will try to grapple.
Okay.
Let's try. Let's see. 11, 18. Opposed grapple. Trying to trip.
Oh, I think it went twice. 1 second. 3, 11.
Yay! She finally goes down.
Trip, 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 trip. Oh, sword strike on me. That's nice. Draw, walk your way up the blade and yank the arm, sweep the leg, and boop. Okay. I am prone. I got this great little figure in roll 20. It's a guy kneeling, you know, like, there's arrows or back pain. I'll just go with the back pain one. A little symbol there. There, I'll zoom in. You gotta see this. What's the matter? Do you have chronic back pain or perhaps your character is prone? Lying down. See that? Oh, no. Okay. What else you got for me, sir?
I'm reading.
Besides abject humiliation.
Huh? I only get one action.
Yeah, I know. Hey, well, look at that.
Excellent. Oh, you're down. Yeah.
Okay. Finally. Let's just wait.
Spit on her.
Yeah, you spit and you just hear the mask processing the liquid. Damn it. I'll have that later. Okay. Anything
commence
else?
Sir? Spit production.
Yeah, really.
That's it.
Yeah, he cocks a loogie and then she laughs and then he pushes a button and it projects it out the other side of the mask. Okay. Going.
That would actually be Odyssey.
That would be good. Though, going through Rahal this time, but he's coming up. Round six, skipping Poser, the bad guys. Oh, you shot my friend. Oh, no. You know, I need backup over here. Backup. Right. We have a target in the air, and he downed a guy. Okay. So, one guy. One guard. Two. Oh, you know what? Tuck in. He's in the air. Get down, sir. We're going to back this up. We're going to tuck into this fountain. This guy is going to take a shot at Merrick out in the air, as well as the remaining partner from Brothers.
Also known as the Poser of the Sky.
Brothers. We're not adjacent, or I don't think we can aid each other this far away, so we're just kind of on our own with our shots here, but that's fine. So, one guy?
I don't think it actually matters distance, because remember, back in the not the apiary, but the atrium back in Darga's palace, I was assisting Rahal on his shots.
Yeah, but you guys were like within like six squares of each other. I thought you had to be like there was a sort of a
line of sight, right?
The fountain is breaking our line of sight, so I don't know they can help each other. You know what I'm saying?
No, I thought you were talking about these two dudes that are right
next to each other. What, one guy's like doing his job. He's guarding the guy watching out, you know, guarding the other guy's back, and then we got some open area. Shoot us.
Might be.
So a 15 and a 17 coming at Merrick. Pew, 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 pew.
No and no.
Okay, not really good dice rolls for the baddies tonight. And
no, it's the damage.
Okay. Well, attacking while prone with my blade, it's got to be at least -5. So I think I'm going to try to just get up. But I'm assuming I'm going to have to do an opposed grapple to do it.
No, you're tripped. You are prone.
Yeah.
So it's true.
Yeah, no, I think... okay. Yeah, I'm just going to get up. Provoking from you.
Provoke. Yep.
Yeah.
Provoke.
Provoke.
Yay!
Yep. And I will attack. And if you hit me, I believe I take your damage in the negative. This is something we constantly forget in Pathfinder. People are like, fine, take your opportunity. Right? Psh, I have 100 hit points. Now I'll just finish my attack and finish him. And it's like, you know what? That damage is actually a penalty to your attack roll because of the pain.
So, question.
Yes, sir.
While drawing the attack of opportunity for me, do I get a modifier?
Oh, yeah. +4 or +5 because she is prone. You get +5 to hit because you're like, oh, no, you don't.
So, good. 19
good,
to hit.
Good question. Look at you and Merrick, all tactics and stuff.
Well, she's flat-footed, so she doesn't get her dex bonus.
Oh.
I'm not flat-footed. I'm just prone. I'm flat-footed. I'm prone. I can react to danger, spin around shit. Prone doesn't make you flat-footed. Flanking does. I get up. Well, while I'm not getting up. Anyway, you do a 19. +4, or did you put it in there?
I put it in there.
Okay. Okay, so you punch down, and she does that roll away at the last second, and you punch beside her face and, you know, hit the pavement. And I flip up. Ha! And I'm up. And you missed. So, whoosh, right? Blade comes, you know, I might be down and like loosen my grip, but I still have the blade like in one hand, and she forms up and slash with the blade. Oh, come on, bug juice. 17.
Miss.
Coming at you, but you're ready for it. You dodge, and the fight continues. All my guys have moved and acted. Ram Gilligar, you, sir.
What's going on? Who do we get to kick some ass with?
Do you see blaster fire coming down from beyond your viewpoint and wasting the guy you were shooting? But wait, there's another guy. And now he's kind of tracking around the ceiling, like looking up, and he's shooting back up towards another direction. So there's obviously a flyer or somebody running around on an upper level, like a balcony, something like that going on, and has this guy's attention. So he's a sitting duck.
What's my distance between here and there? Is he within distance?
18 squares, and your pistol has a 20 square point blank, as it were, or sorry, 20 square, like no penalty.
All right, let's target and shoot away.
All right. Now, do you have, like with two-weapon fighting, do you have the two-weapon fighting where you can shoot both pistols?
I do. I do deal with a -5, I believe.
It's like -5, -10. It's nasty. So if you have a feat, but if you have the feat, it should reduce them to like what? 0 and 5? Something like that?
Like that. What feat might I be looking for? Have dual weapon mastery.
Rob?
Full round at a -5.
I believe it was Rob that assisted you with this build.
Yeah. And I also have a point blank shot for a +1 attack and a +1 damage within 30 feet.
30 feet is like 6 squares, so you're not point blank, but you're within 20 squares, so at least there's no penalty.
Yeah, so having the feat takes it from a -5 minus tax.
Oh, okay, well, that's not too bad, considering these guys are like wearing jumpsuits. Yeah, you want to do a double attack?
Well, let's do it.
All
right. Two pistols. Bing, bang, boom.
Two heavy Han Solo blaster pistols. Ah, Gilligar's on the scene. Move! And he just like to... Sweet. Give me a... So your... you do your... On your character sheet, hit your heavy blaster pistol, and it'll do all the modifiers for you. But then when it asks you for the modifier window, stick your -5 in there, and you're good. Do that twice.
Well, there's one.
16? Did you put the -5 in the last window?
I did.
Oh, that hits.
And there's my second one.
17. Oh my god, 35 points of damage. Just, so Merrick, you're flying around, right? And he's shooting up at you, and then out of the hallway you came, there's like a double, like a strafing double bolt, and it's not one after the other following. They're gapped, right? Okay. And they just take his head right off, like, because they hit me same time, which means we add them together for damage threshold, right? 35, and yeah. Anyway, possibly not dead.
Nobody messes with Gilligar!
No one was messing with you. We're just happily having our own gunfight until you barged in.
Hey, what can I say?
They shot at his man.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You're on my friend.
That's right. That's right. Your bug guy must be flying around, showing off his wings. I'm here to save you. Wait a minute. That's not you. Don't you have your own guys, right? So you... Now, I believe... this is kind of like a full round action. I don't think you have movement after this by doing
it. Yes, it is a full round action.
Yeah, so basically you've got your one square or nothing, so you're kind of standing there, but you're within range, so you might be out of tricks there, Mr. Gill.
That's all right. We'll sit tight and wait.
All right. Well, you're doing fine.
That's okay. That's okay. You done good. You done good.
You done.
We thanks you, sir.
You done good. You done good, sir. All right. Going through the round to Merrick Mull, you're on deck.
All right. I will move diagonally, three, and this mook here will be the one that I target.
Okay.
Kabow, kabow. I roll 21 to hit, 13 points of damage.
Okay, and this is the guy on the outside here?
Correct, the outside, this guy right here.
Okay. You light him up, he gets heavily damaged, but he's still standing. I survived the damn Clone Wars just to be killed at a shopping mall. No, why? No. No, he shrugs it off. He's still standing. Anything else, sir?
That's it all.
Okay. Mr. Mole.
Yeah, once again.
Yep. This thing is... yep.
A punchy, punchy.
Okay. Any movement? You're just happy to stay? You don't want to do any sliding around, the 5-foot shift, anything? Something like that?
Nope.
Okay.
14 to hit, so that misses.
That misses. Rahal. And friends. Not very fair for me to announce that I've got force points pending from Patreons to make your lives miserable. It would only be fair if I spend some other Patreon force points to help you. So, pulling a force point, a gold point, a VIP point from patron Matt Kenny, big Star Wars fan, I will allow you to act not in the next round and have to wait all the way to the bottom of the round. I'm going to spend that point and let you act right now at the bottom of round 5. Roll a d4. 1. Guess where that puts you, buddy.
Where's that put me? Where's that put me?
Walking right into where they're trying to leave.
Oops.
So as I'm walking in, it's a free action. I'll get on the call.
Oh, dude, you got to do the music.
Poser is not there. That is copyrighted Poser music. You're not allowed to use it without him.
You gave him like a little player for when he's not there, right? He's like listening to your live performance, right? For times when you're alone.
It's his personal track that's playing like 24/7 in his head.
Yeah, that's right. You know.
There's two of me.
Yep.
It's creepy.
And you immediately get shot because we'd readied an action. For anyone suspicious looking, he's wearing pinstripes, get him! No, what do you want?
So, as I'm walking in as a free action, I'll get on the comms and get Zin to monitor any security notifications in the area and let us know if we've got dudes ETA. And,
Do you want me to modify them? I'll call in ramp it up, make it sound like it's worse than it is. I'm sure Frank would go for that. We'll make it sound worse than it is because he can cut into the chatter, right? No, get everyone down there now.
Or he could delay it. Or delay it, yeah.
Oh!
Send them to the wrong area.
Ooh, we don't want the police.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I like that. Because then if we win, we get all your stuff, and no one saw anything.
That's right.
Okay. So jam the cops, disorganize them.
Yep.
Sweet. Done. Oh, he's doing it.
Scramble any security feeds. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get him on that computer use. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. And as I walk in, I will draw my hold-up blaster.
Okay. Don't you have a heavy blaster? Didn't you take one of those?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I robbed a dude. Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Now, here's the thing. Cover perception check. Okay. What are you doing here?
There's me.
Yeah, I see that.
12.
12. Okay. You're on the scene, and you see people everywhere, and there's a guy, even though there's people between you and him, there's obviously a guy out in the open. His attention is up and out, shooting at you, or shooting up away, right? Unfortunately with 12, you do not notice the guy that's looking right down your way, looking for trouble.
Okay.
So here's my thing. Pull a holdout, it's a subtle weapon. Pull a heavy blaster, that might be noticed right away, triggering his action.
Yeah, I totally blaster.
Okay.
That. I really would.
Okay.
Say hello to my little friend.
Okay. Gonna pull perception, see if this guy spots you. Yes, he does. You pull a gun. I see you through the parted crowd. He takes his shot. Because, like I said, I've been holding off. We could have lit up everybody with much more gunfire. This is why we're looking for a way out. So, here it comes, Rahal. Welcome to combat. 20.
Miss.
Really? I don't hit you with a 20.
Don't.
What do you got on?
My last level, I took an awesome, awesome feat for Rahal called Predictive Defense. The sharpness of your mind, not the speed of your reaction, allows you to avoid incoming attacks. You can either use your dexterity modifier or your intelligence modifier, giving me a reflex defend.
Okay, there is no way to say this, so I apologize right now for what you're going to miss, but the dude shoots at you. You don't see him. You just see the blaster, you know, and your brain goes, move, and your head jerks out of the way, and it goes flying past you. And then you look at the bolt, and you look at a guy who does this, like, looking up from his sights, like, what the force?
Awesome.
Shout out to a really great, fun bunch of people, the DMs of Vancouver, and one of their members is a huge Star Wars fan, and she has her own podcast. They talk about everything Star Wars. It is called What the Force, and I think you guys should check it out. Please do. So, like, the clone is like, what the force? You can find them on your local podcast. So, you know. I didn't even plan that plug. It's just like, wait a minute. Where did I get that from? Oh, yeah. And that is round five.
No, I'm not done my action yet. I just walked in and he reacted.
He does. That is round five, a force point, a gold point from a patron. Well spent, wouldn't you agree? Because here you are now.
Oh, at the top of round six.
No, well, at round four. Sorry, the bottom of round five, but... Otherwise, you would have gone through the whole thing and waited and, you know.
Yep.
Okay, so what do you want to do?
I'm going to look that guy in the eye and go, leave my little finger.
Shoot him. You're just going to have to
take aim. And...
Okay.
There you are. My big guns. Come on, bird. 22 to hit.
And damage?
19.
Dr. Leth would be so proud of you. He looks up from his sights. And remember, Leth shot up under the chin of the Frankenstein thing? He looks up, tilting his head back, and poof! Right in the face, and down he goes. Do I have more than 15 hit points? 19 points of damage. No, I don't. Plunk. Brothers! We survived a war of killer droid bots, but I can't handle four dudes and jetpack in a shopping mall. Well, the Republic.
And the execution of, you know, space wizards.
You're not even here yet, space wizard! This is why I'm so ashamed of my clones! We haven't had to deal with you yet, and we're losing badly. This is terrible. Round seven, but you know what? Poser's gonna have to wait two more rounds next time. Say goodnight, Rahal.
Good night, everybody.